Good morning. We've seen the film Official Section Panegra. And we've got with us all of the protagonists. We've got the director, Agustín Villalonga, the actress and actors, Nora Navas, Francisco Nurel, Laia Marul, Narina Comas, Deje Castamayor, and Sergi López and Eduardo Fernández. And we've also got the producer, Isona Pasola. And they're all awaiting your questions, so please, first questions. Above all, congratulations for the film, because I think it was a very interesting film in per se, but it's quite curious because it's a film upon the Spanish Civil War, where the Spanish Civil War doesn't have the protagonism, or am I mistaken, and does the Civil War does have, is important. I was in Valladolid, the question for Sergi López, you had a film, or the previous year, I'm not sure, with a boy, and now you've got another one with a boy in it. What's the story there? I like boys. What you're saying about the film, it's not a film about the war, but about the post-war, and different to the films of the post-war, more than focusing upon the external political situation, it focuses more upon the characters, especially the war, the situation, the devastation that takes place in the civil society or population. That's what we're talking about. We wanted to leave any sort of political discourse. It's an emotional discourse that we wanted to portray in the film. Hi, good morning. Sancho from the EFE agency in Venice. Alex de la Iglesia said that for him, the expression Black Spain was a bit redundant. What do you think about this? Well, Black Spain, it's a situation, it's a word which has a lot of meaning to it. It's quite ample. Redundant, what do you mean by redundant? I'm sorry, by just saying Spain was sufficient. Spain is a bit black, or a bit noir, we can say as an expression. There are a lot of references from the centuries of the past, but in our case, well, I was thinking that all of a sudden, I thought about Alex de la Iglesia, the payasos, which the worlds are completely different, but it's true, but they both participate in a way directly, which are directly different of that noir Spain, or black Spain, or dark Spain. There's another one that talked about, another film that talked about the dark Spain, but it talks about an historical moment, this film, which is quite dramatic. But it doesn't emphasize anything which is sordid at all. There's not even any black or dark humor. It's white humor, basically, at the end of the day. Not at all. Congratulations to everybody in the film, starting with Edward. I like the film very much. It's a film which has a prize stuck to it. The actress, the truth be said, Maria Comas, I think. Nora Navas, sorry. If you won't win a prize, it would be unfair. But for the rest, the question is that it's done in Catalan, which makes me envious because there are not too many Basque language films. And what was the filming like, which is very difficult that it must have been, especially out in the mountain area where it was filmed?
Con las hormigas.
With the ants and this and so on and so forth. And your Spanish omelette full of ants. Thank you very much. I'm glad you've liked the film. The shooting of the film, the atmosphere of the film, on location, it was quite impressive. We had rehearsed the film beforehand, a film, the character, the truth was, overtook you. And the fact when we were about to shoot, we went to places, well, I walked through Catalonia. I know a lot of Catalonia, but there were certain parts of Catalonia that just going into them and you put on your wardrobe or the costume, you had a lot of work already done for you because it transferred you into that time and that place, so therefore you were submerged in that world during the whole shoot of the field, and quite sad, because it was very difficult for me to get rid of that sadness for quite a while after the shooting of the film, because it talks about a very harsh moment of people who are not that visible. These are invisible people, a lot of people that have gone through that. Many women without a name who have been forgotten and who had nothing at all to give to eat to so many children. And so therefore I think everything in the film is well placed in order to make you feel that. And I felt it when I was shooting the film and portraying my role. There's another question up here. Hi, good morning to everyone. I would like to ask Agustí Villaronga, how do you base yourself upon the Emili Teixidor's novel? It was successful, especially in Catalonia, and whether the underlying stories interested you more, and it makes us understand the film as another film of Agustí Villaronga. I came to the film through Isona, and Emili Teixidor said, we thought about you to turn this novel into a movie. It's a very big novel, and I got afraid when I read it, for example, in a post-war, civil war period. I'm not too sure whether there's anything new to say. And from a literary standpoint, there's a great novel, well written, but to put it into the cinema, into a movie from the internal world of this child or this boy, I thought it was going to be something which was something that I didn't know how to do, perhaps. So therefore, I looked about Emili Teixidor. Her literary work is practically always takes place in that region of Catalonia. So these characters are very similar, a similar situation, and we did a mixture of things. And that's what there's another novel which is called Ratato, the portrait of a bird murderer or a killer, and that's how we prepared the script, and that's how the film emerged. It may have a point of contact to other films of mine, and that is that the weight of the past is quite present in the film. It's an ensemble film in which the characters, in one way or another, are trapped in like a web of the past, spider's web of the past. Even the older characters are pressuring and conditioning everything and moving the strings. There are two fundamental elements in the film. One is equivalent to what can be the war. It's the beginning of the film, the falling of the horse. This is something that is going to mark the life of other people. A war, what is the war? The war is like it's like a big stone falling in the middle of a puddle of mud. Everybody gets dirty. And this has conditioned all the life of all of the adults. Joining all of these elements means that all of the characters are involved, and you can talk about the interior of these people without necessarily having to talk about the war, because the war is quite obvious at a given moment in time in the film. Yes, at the back left there. Hi. I would like to ask a question to the director about, in this film, the children are asking for the truth, and they are able to assume and undertake and understand the truth. I would like that idea, which is quite present in your film. Yes, I'm glad you asked me that question. Yes, I think that the children are treated as something like a cliche. And I think here we've tried to... We want the children to have their own lives and try to understand them in their own world. And even it's half poetic. It's a bit strange also as well. But within this, we've always tried to see what they feel inside. If Francesc's character, the Andreu in the film, not so much, but in Marina's character, I remember in the novel, she's a child that cries a lot. She's always at the back there, but she's not. So therefore, there's a gallery of women and that were enormous. I was worried that she didn't have enough strength. So therefore, her character is inspired. The character of a boy who was missing a hand, who didn't have a hand, and who, from another novel, we wanted her to have a certain entity, to have a past. Even though she's young, she's got to be able to say something, and that she's modified herself or changed. And not only to complain about what has happened to others, But to have lived it in her own flesh and blood, and we've built a character which is a person who's angry with life. You can even hate that character at a given time.
Me gusta mucho.
I enjoyed seeing the film like a film of ghosts or a breakdown of a film of ghosts and of the past. I would like you to talk about this, and please, on the other hand, the characters have got a lot of shit all over them. That is to say, they've got a lot of shit. There is no, they've all been stained, that's what I mean to say. The reason of getting rid of those clichés, we fall into the civil war, post-war of the different sides in the war, yes. The world of ghosts is quite present in this film, and it's done so because, well, look, at the beginning of everything, I remember the Avento del Fauno, and we wanted to get away from this, that there are people who try to see this, but you don't see it in the film, because it doesn't enter into the fantastic world of fantastic creatures at all. I think it's much more magical of the imaginary world of children, and that we've worked upon this because it's a fundamental side of a child. That's what children dream. Well, I want a bicycle, for example. There are the dreams. That's the way they are. And the other thing you said, yes. Let me see if I can remember. Yes. And the other thing you said, I think we've carried an enormous effort, the actors, and when writing the script, that the characters were never to be of one, only one, have one part. The characters always all have a double side to them. That is to say, they've all been hit and stained. They say there aren't good or bad guys, and the father, he's not even black or white. He's a person, or what it says in the film, that he's a person, yes, that he's lost his ideals, and he sees him as the worst person in it. Some realize it, the characters, Sergei's character doesn't realize at all what's going on, at least that's what I think. But, for example, Eduardo and Ruggiero, for example, undoubtedly they do. They're all involved in that, all that situation. Okay, good morning. It would be unfair to not mention Francesco Lemay, and excuse me, because I think it's unfair. He takes magnificently directed, and I want to highlight, the director said that it's not a political film, and that's true. But in Spain, for example, there's no dark Spain or dark Basque country or Catalonia. There's envy. I think it's a film about envy, crime, and of what happens on the sides, and there's a political structure that of the people that have won the war, the side that's won the war. But here it's a very sad story. In Catalonia, in the Basque country, and Galicia, it doesn't matter where, but I think it was quite sad, and I want to congratulate you for the film. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Una, perdona, otra vez.
Me again, sorry. Another thing that impresses me, the film, at least to me, was the ending. That ending in which the boy, tell him we'll be there later.
Bien, decía que...
I was saying that the ending of the film seems to be tremendous, enormous. And I want to ask, who is that lady? It says, the lady in the town who is bringing me food. And that brings about another second film. If there was a sequel like the Americans make, sequels, that say the both children, by the way, they're two great actors, by the way, both of them, would it be the leader of the COA or the Opus Dei or of Convergencia Unión, because it's been set in Catalonia, which is a Catalonian political party. Francesc has made a sequel. He's already written a sequel. There's no sequel asking, but he's got a very good sequel. Well, after being in Los Manuels, I act as a doctor and I continue with a very good life. So I become a doctor and I continue with a very good life. In the other film, what we would suppose would be the sequel, I would find the other family, the wealthy family and the poor family, and I would see... And I would be there with the wealthy family. It's better to be rich than poor.
Està treballant el personatge, ja.
Sí, però se'n va molt
bé. Ja ves?
Això ho tinc.
Más preguntas, por favor.
Further questions, please.
¿Hay alguna pregunta más?
Any further questions?
Hola.
Hi. I would like to ask you, what was it like to work with Francesca Marina, and how have you felt being so young, both actors playing such an important role in the film? I've enjoyed playing an actor, or being an actor very much, and I play an important role in the film, and I liked it very much because all of the actors and actresses have helped me very much, and I've enjoyed it myself very much. Please talk, otherwise he's not going to let you. Well, I've enjoyed acting, and I didn't expect it. The truth is, I had a great time. And I've enjoyed myself very much with everyone, with all of the actors in the cast. Well, what I can say about them is that it's been the work was a great work. Laura Jo, who's a coach, that helped him very much, because you see the work and you go, the kids are always natural, but there's a lot of work that they've involved and a lot of their, and I think they're not aware of it, but they did a lot of work, a lot of very good work, a lot of rehearsing too, by the way. Like Hitchcock said, it's better to have an ounce of preparation than a ton of improvisation. I think that's the key of how the film, what it shows in the film. Hi, good morning. The character of the mayor, Sergi Lopez, we can see that he's a bit of a bastard. Thank you very much, says Sergi Lopez. Well, okay, well, I would like to know whether there were scenes in which he was even more of a bastard, and then these were perhaps edited out in the editing room, but perhaps the shadow of the character in Sergio Lopez in The Labyrinth of the Fauna was much longer. You wanted more. You wanted a bit more torture. That's what you like. You wanted a bit more torture. No, my character, it's quite curious, Vigit. What happens to us is the same thing that happens to all the characters. I'm going to repeat what I've said, but Agustin was saying that before. They say they've all got a past, and they're all dragging a lot of things from their past with them, and it's quite brutal to see. And I think from the outset, to make a melodrama is audacious nowadays, to do a film of this nature. And also, and the war ends up being a cliche, and to see how far, to what extent this is devastating with the civil society. I don't know, the mayor, well, I said, he doesn't know, as usual. In general, people don't know what's going on because they're not interested in knowing what's going on. And he didn't want to know what was going on. He was interested in being on the side of the winners, of the people that won the war, the victors. I don't know what to say. No, we didn't shoot anymore. He did it also. Well, we didn't need to shoot anymore. No, we didn't shoot anymore. And it was thought to be much harsher. The first interview, we said, well, let's make someone who's really down to earth, and for their not the fact we addressed it as if there were two friends, Farriol as well as him, two friends who were separated because of the issue of a woman than fighting over a girlfriend. The fact that they're on different sides is not important. It's more the envy of who's who, truth be said. And my character, well, I was a mayor, was because I had more lands than the other guy had, or I had more horses or more donkeys or more sacks of wheat than the other guy. That's why I was a mayor. The film also talks about intolerance, of rejecting that which is different. How enforced is that message now? Because, albeit we're evolving towards tolerance, And the director said before, it doesn't seem that the film is sordid. And I would like you to know, I would like to know why you would think it was sordid. No, sordid is something else. Sordid for me is something different. It's something different. Sordid would be when this is dramatic and very difficult, but imagine, I don't know, in your family, your grandparents perhaps, everyone could have gone through similar situations and lived dramatic moments like this. And this is taking place nowadays. We can talk about natural catastrophes and not in wars and the problem of immigration, people that have got to give in their family because of comfort to change the country, to live in very difficult conditions. I don't think this is sordid at all. I can't use this word. I can say sorrow or sadness or concern, but not sordid. Sordid is being sordid something else, but I'm not going to give you an example. I don't think so at all. Do you think that's in force now? I don't know. Well, that the about the differences and intolerance and what. I don't know whether it's valid now. I think it is. Well, at the present moment, I don't see it too valid. Well, some things perhaps. We are dragging them. We have dragged it along with us. I don't want to discuss issues that have to do with Catalonia, but I remember when we were preparing. The humiliation was a great issue when we were preparing it. Humiliation is always in force, is always valid. There are people that are humiliated, and I think Agustí is a master as he draws out the good side of the bad guys and the bad side of the good guys. He turns the issues which he doesn't. It was one of the keys of the reading of this film as regards to other films, post-war films. I think it's a film mainly that tells that story, that sometimes the very good people can be bad guys and the bad guys can be very good or be good, and we've all got both. We've all got something of both in us. I think this is a film that pays honor to the word tolerance, yes.
Buenos días.
Hi, good morning. I would like to ask a question that perhaps end up for some people being to talk about an anecdote. It may be an anecdote, but it's quite significant. In all of your films, perhaps a bit more special in this film, you use a lot of animals as a resource, images or metaphors with animals, and quite normally you exercise violence against them and very strongly and powerfully. I remember the sea, a scene with a cat, and here with the first scene, or the birds. There is a lot of violence against animals in your films and upon people as well. Yes, undoubtedly, yes, of course. It's true. Well, you were saying, what is he saying? Then yes, what are you saying? But yes, if he may be right. It's true, it may be right. Well, I was saying the case of the horse, which is a very, it's a high impact. Obviously, it was frozen, it was thawed out, and there was nothing against the horse. The horse had died many years back, or a long time ago. But the way, shall we say, you look at it and you see it, and you go, well, it's not like the forgotten of Buñuel. But, yes, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. As regards to the birds, well, this formed part, a clear part of the story. They say there's a subtitle which says the bird killer, and in fact, there's a symbiosis between ideal birds. The fact that the boy starts to kill the birds is what a reference. The father, the ideals of the father, and his own ideals, he sold himself, and he needs to kill the birds like killing the father. Okay, something like that. I don't know what else to say. If it offends you, I'm very sorry. Poor creatures, I don't know.
¿Más preguntas?
Further questions, please.
Es curioso, no. No,
no. ¿Nadie más se anima?
Further questions? No. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.